All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in. You were listening to the Road Trip Hour with your DJ Jeb on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in with us, and we are going to listen to generally easy listening songs, classic rock, some pop, a mixture of stuff that you can easily drive to, and yeah, just fun stuff. I think today we have a bit more of a like a British pop spin on it, kind of like 80s. We just listened to Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, which is interesting. That song was actually banned from being broadcast on the BBC during the Gulf War for its political themes on like corruption. So I think that's a pretty fun fact. Don't hesitate to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And yeah, hope you enjoy the music. We will get right back into it. Oh, before I forget, we are joined in the studio by a good friend of mine, Brendan. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
Of course. All right, let's get right back into the music.
Close my eyes, only
Thanks for listening to this hour, the Road Trip Hour, with your DJ Jeb. Those last two songs were Dust in the Wind by Kansas, which actually, so the guitar portion of this song was initially just meant to be an exercise in finger picking. However, the wife of the guitarist Carrie Livgren for the band Kansas heard it and encouraged him to write lyrics for it. And also, the song has a lot of biblical references. Like, the name of the song is a reference to a line in the book of Ecclesiastes, which goes, "I reflected on everything that is accomplished by man on earth, and I concluded, everything he has accomplished is futile, like chasing the wind." That's some pretty heavy stuff right there. But it's a great song, Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Next, we listen to Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, one of my favorite songs, and getting back onto the British pop kind of theme. Believe it or not, the band initially refused to perform the song Don't You Forget About Me, which was written by Keith Forsey, but then they changed their minds when the record label, A&M, was like, you guys should write this, or perform this. Another person who was approached to sing the song and then refused was Billy Idol, actually. So, I don't know. I like Simple Minds' version of it, but it's great. Anyway, we are just now joined by another good friend of mine named Steven.
Hello there.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just going to continue with the music, and don't hesitate to call in 855-915-9636 if you want to recommend a song or just talk with us or anything like that. And yeah, thanks for listening.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no.
ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job. 5 days a week, a rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am.
Thanks for listening with us. Oh, looks like we just got a caller. So I will play some music and then we will be right back. Just a moment. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. It's about halfway through the road trip hour, and you are listening to me, your DJ Jeb. So before I talk about the songs that we just played, I'd like to apologize because apparently the person who just called in, I couldn't hear them, but that's because there was a slight problem with the headphones. So
They weren't plugged in.
Look, I was not going to say that. Anyway, if you did call in, please call in again so we can actually hear you this time. Okay, so now we actually know who called in. Anyway, I'd like to introduce everyone who's joining us in the studio. We have Brendan and Steven, who you both know.
Hello there.
We are that now joined by DJ Pending.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds.
That's his radio hour, which you should all listen to Tuesday morning, 1 a.m. So that's basically Wednesday night. And then we have
Monday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a real treat for you. We have a celebrity in the studio today.
Mm-hmm.
James, thank you for being with us and gracing us with your presence.
My pleasure.
I don't know if anyone saw, but he recently was interviewed for an article in the Daily, and he's a big deal around campus.
He's also a spy.
Thank you.
He is also a spy.
Yeah.
So the last three songs that we listened to were Mirror in the Bathroom by The English Beat, which was the first single in the UK to have been digitally recorded. So
wow.
Fun fact. I'm full of fun facts. Every song.
That's why they call you Fun Fact Jeb.
That's literally your thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And then next we heard, what did we hear? Rocket Man by Elton John. Courtesy of a request by our very own Steven and Brendan. Thank you both for recommending it.
That's like the kind of song that I want to hear on a road trip.
You know, that's exactly what this hour is for. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Wow.
Easy listening, you know, just fun stuff. I don't know. Just
you and your ears.
Just me and my ears.
Yeah.
And then the last song that we listened to back on the British pop, like 80s theme was Don't You Want Me by the Human League. Let's see.
We have to fill air time, so
yeah.
Let me know
okay,
when you're right.
So
okay.
I have the fun fact now. Prior to releasing Don't You Want Me as a single, Philip Oakley, the lead singer of the Human League, had already released three other singles. And then when his studio pressed him to release another, he said he didn't want to because it would just be a poor quality filler track. which is kind of funny considering it turned out to be one of their bigger songs, at least that I know. It's one of my favorites. It's a good song. And that was Don't You Want Me by the Human League. All right, so we are going to continue with the music. Don't hesitate to call in. We will hear you this time at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. All right, thank you very much.
Got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah. Suddenly I see.
All right. Thank you for tuning in with us. We had to take a brief departure from our theme of British pop to listen to Suddenly I See by KT Tunstall. Let's see. She was inspired to write that song by Patti Smith, who sings Because the Night, and the song is a tribute to female power. It was partly inspired by Boudica, a Celtic folk leader who rose up against the Romans. So that's pretty interesting. And then we had a request for 8675309, Jenny Jenny by Tommy Tutone, which is, of course, a classic. A lot of fun. And just feels like something you should be listening to in the car. Mm. So embracing that theme.
Vroom.
We're going to do a brief PSA before we get right back into the music. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. So that was our PSA. Before we go back to the music, I just want to let everyone know about an opportunity to donate to WMFO if you're interested. We have our donation drive is currently just starting up. And so you can go to donate that button on the WMFO.org homepage to donate any amount of money. Anything is appreciated. So
and most importantly, everything is appreciated.
Exactly.
Donate so everything.
We'll take it. No complaints. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. All right, right back into the music.
It's 2 a.m. and cold outside. Is it too late to come? Oh, I can't even sleep at night, 'cause my obsession.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We just listened to Obsession featuring John Bellion by Vice. That was a recommendation from a good friend of ours. It was actually, it's a great song, so thanks for recommending it to me. Not part of our theme, but the next one we brought back to British pop with Just Like Heaven by The Cure. And Robert Smith, the frontman of the band, considers it their best pop song ever.
Whoa.
Even more than like Friday I'm in Love and Closer to Me.
Whoa.
Or Close to Me, which I think are both fantastic songs, so worth checking out. The Cure's a great band. What do you guys think of British music?
Like in general?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have a specific genre that you like?
Of British music?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
New like wave British heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
really glad you had an answer because I did not.
Yeah, I like British grime a lot.
Oh,
specifically, man. Big Shaq, one and only. Man's not
hot.
I think that's great.
In fact, maybe we should play it. Can we play it?
Does
it have like
some British pop,
naughty
right?
words?
I'll vet it before we do.
Okay.
But I don't know. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We will get right back into the music.
Yeah.
Calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going-
All right. Thanks for listening to us this hour. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo. And this is the road trip hour with Jeb. It's almost over, but it was a good ride. Oh, you see what I did there?
Wow.
Amazing. Good one.
Yes. So those last two songs that we listened to were Just Like Heaven. Oh, no, not Just Like Heaven. That was in our previous section. It was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. And then it was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. So, Stephen, will you please tell us a little bit about The Killers and Mr. Brightside?
Sure. So, just looking this up right now.
Uh-huh. That's what I
knew. In March of 2018, Mr. Brightside reached its 200th week on the top charts. So,
in
The UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Relevant to the theme, technically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, even though The Killers are not technically...
Well, I suggested it because they are popular in Britain.
Yes, yes, yeah. Of course. And then the next song was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Not British, but still a great song. The song is about a Welsh witch named Rhiannon who possesses the body of a woman named Branwen. Rhiannon is also the name of a Welsh goddess, but Stevie Nicks, who wrote the song, only discovered that fact after she wrote the song. So, fun fact right there. And I guess you could say, you know, Welsh, British, same thing, basically. I'm probably going to upset people. Anyway.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone, thank you for joining me, and everyone who's listening, thank you for tuning in. We're just about done, so... probably should have said this at the beginning. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Hey.